Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
It's the Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
Now, Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ronji on KMOX.
Let's take it from the top.
Wait a minute. Where could they be? They're not here. They're not to be seen. Why? What? New Year's Day? That's why. Of all the things. A day off. We had a lot of people off. Do have days off today. Some heck of bad news out of New Orleans. That is amazing. We will cover it right here. Oh, and there will be no printed copy of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch today. This is a first. Some subscribers will get the news on their digital newspaper replica. But, of course, you can get the news. Sean Malone will be here, and we'll have news all day, all night, all the time, and always here on KMOX, your trusted voice for news in St. Louis. Well, good morning and welcome to 2025 on KMOX. This is Johnny Rabbit, and I am happy to be here hosting my 70th New Year Day show as sort of a guide to the year ahead. Today we'll have several specially selected guests through the day offering inspirational messages. Why do we need that with all of the stuff that is going on? And we're getting some help for the new year, getting the new year started right. I'm just noticing, and I picked this up from the Wall Street Journal, from the personal journal section, which was this Monday, and it's an article called Cherish Every Moment and Spread Positive Gossip. It's by a columnist, Elizabeth Bernstein, and it's very interesting, and these are some things that she has learned from people over the years about being positive. And that's kind of our theme of our show today, positivity, thinking good thoughts are ahead. Thinking good thoughts maybe can help make things happen in a good manner. Thinking negative thoughts, that also works in an opposite direction. So if you have the Monday Wall Street Journal, you might want to look at that about positive gossip and what people are doing to make life a little bit better, to look forward to good times to come. Why not? Why, here we are in a brand new year, 2025. What are we going to make out of it? What are we going to do? How are we going to do it? How are we going to be better? How will we succeed? We don't want to fail. And that's our basic subject today. We'll have various people on the air today. We'll have Barry Cervantes here. He's a life coach. Well, Barry, incidentally, is one of the sons of late Mayor A.J. Cervantes, one of our leaders in the 1960s. Oh, and before I forget, I'm just talking about this coming Sunday with a few people here. And Sunday, our special feature is going to be 1966 in St. Louis. This feature runs every Sunday morning at 8:50. It runs around 7 or 8 minutes. So this coming week, it's going to be What was life like in St. Louis? Of course, we're going to cover the Beatles coming to Busch Stadium, how they got there, how many people attended or how many people didn't attend because it was not a big hit as they had anticipated, figuring over 50,000 would attend. But because of big factors like the rain, and it was a really, really rainy night, dismal night, they ended up with a little over 23,000 people. There's still a lot of people, but for the Beatles, man, oh, man. Well, that's one of the things we'll talk about Sunday morning at 8:50 a.m. Keeping in mind the 60s, I'm going to do a program for Oasis, and we're going to talk about Oasis later today. Oasis is an organization of education, learning about all types of things, yoga. There's a person is doing several sessions on Beatles albums, for example. So you can get that information from oasisnet.org in St. Louis. Oasisnet.org. I do a show for Oasis every month, and this month, on the 28th of January. Let's see, it's going to be 10:30 in the morning. It runs till 11:45, and that's going to be at the Center of Clayton. It's right behind Clayton High School and the Clayton Recreation Center. We're on the second floor. This is not a big auditorium. This is a classroom setting. We usually have 20 to 30 people there, and sometimes just as many Zooming in. A lot of people are still doing that. I mean, it's easy to get used to it and just not get out of the house, and you can get the same program as if you were in person. But Barry Cervantes will be on later on talking about what the heck is a life coach. You know, a lot of people might say, hey, I need a coach for life. Things go awry. Things go wrong. Things aren't going as they are planned. Maybe a life coach like Barry Cervantes can help you with that. We're going to have a former KMOX announcer, Mike McCann, will be here. And he's going to talk a little bit about his days at KLOU when it started as a sister station of KMOX, working for Bob Hyland, doing features like with Zipra Zeppa and so on. Kind of his background here from a long time ago. And he also is very interested in doing some participation. And when we have when we don't know what it's going to be yet, the events to honor the 100th anniversary of KMOX. 100 years, and that's going to happen this year. The official sign-on date was December 24th, 1925, 100 years ago. Gosh, we'll have a lot to talk about. Later on our show, Neil Fisher, former St. Louisan. He's with NBC TV in Philadelphia now. He's going to talk a little about, he was in Cleveland before that, the comparison, especially with Cleveland and St. Louis, and what Cleveland has been doing to improve, for example, their downtown area. And we just heard about a shooting downtown. It's the kind of stuff we don't want to hear about, and why the heck it happens, I have no idea. But Neil Fisher will talk about that. Dr. John Daner is going to be here. Dr. John is a retired radiologist. We're going to talk about retirement. A lot of people say, oh, retirement, there's nothing to do. There's nowhere to go. What am I going to do? Well, sometimes it takes a little money. Sometimes there are events that are free. I know Dr. John attends a lot of our Oasis lectures. He also attends things at Washington U and so on. And he has found so many things that he does, he and his wife, Patty, do, that maybe if you're entering the retirement years or already there and say, there's nothing to do, I never get out of the house. Hey, there are things you can do. What about history of St. Louis? William Federer, Bill Federer of the American Minute features. I see that. I think it comes out every day on the Internet. He also is a syndicated radio broadcasting host. He's written, I think, 20 books now all about American history and his American Minute feature. So we'll talk with Bill Federer later today. And Diane Rademacher, author of Famous Firsts of St. Louis. Well, she's going to be here, too, to talk about famous firsts that are still around in St. Louis that are important in the history of St. Louis. We'll cover several of them, including a very well-known tree in St. Louis. Maybe you'll know the one we're talking about. And then we'll also have Kimmy Woshimi of the Missouri Historical Society. She'll be here to talk about what they are doing at the History Museum and the Missouri Historical Society. I'll be involved in several of those programs. We'll talk about that later. And we'll have the internationally known motivational speaker, author, and now an actual movie maker, John O'Leary. He's going to be here talking about his book and his movie titled On Fire. They'll all be here to tell us about our hopes for positivity for 2025, as well as to offer some thoughts on what we can do if things don't go right, and they don't always go right. But like the weather. Let me grab this weather, AccuWeather forecast. Let me look at this scary part of the weather. Sunday, snow, sleet, freezing rain. Great. Overcast, blustery weather, and very cold with a high near 30 degrees. That's the prediction for Sunday. Of course, that's a long way off. Things can change. Well, we're going to be getting back to people on the air here in a few minutes to talk about various things in the St. Louis area. Our first guest coming up in a few minutes is going to be Amy Shaw. Amy is the CEO and president as well of, I always call it Channel 9 or KATZ, now it's the 9 Network. She'll talk about community connections, about vintage program that they do, and this is really great, such as Decades. And I'm going to be using a portion of that in my program in the 60s at Oasis on the 28th. And their Living St. Louis series as well. And, of course, Donnybrook, the evolution of television education. I did a documentary. I don't know if it ever aired on Channel 9 or not. A documentary I did on Martin Quigley, who was KATC's first general manager. All of this, and there'll be a heck of a lot more, but we're going to come back, take a break right now. I'm Johnny Rabbit. I'll be here to help guide you in our first few hours of the brand new year, 2025. All of this on KMOX.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Your wedding is a day you'll remember forever. And your fiancé? Your fiancé deserves a suit that feels just as special as the moment you say I do. At Nick's, we've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and we specialize in helping weddings own their suits for about the same price as a rental. That means not only will your fiancé look amazing on your wedding day, but we'll have a suit that can be worn for years to come. Let us make this the easiest and most meaningful part of planning your wedding. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
It's 2025. Can you believe it? How many times are you going to have to remember that when you're writing out a check? A lot of people don't write out checks anymore. Well, it is a wonderful world of programming and community involvement that we have right here in St. Louis on 9 PBS, KATZ TV, and I know they got a lot of stuff coming up. At the helm of it all, Amy Shaw. Hello, Amy Shaw. Welcome. Amy Shaw is there. Maybe Amy Shaw is not there.
2025. I'm here.
There she
I'm
is.
Here.
There she happy, is.
Happy 2025.
Oh,
it's great
Amy,
to be
thank
with you.
You. Thank you. It's great to be with you. As I said, president, CEO of what is 9 PBS? Is that the official?
9 PBS. That's official. Yes.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And there's so many good things that are going on. How long? You know, I just thought of this. How long has Donnybrook been on the air? Do you know? I don't really remember. It seemed like it's been there forever.
It's been there for a long time, 37 years.
Oh, my goodness, 37 years?
Yeah. There's some great superlatives around that, Johnny. It's the longest-running, most-watched, locally produced public affairs program in all of public television.
Wow.
It's the old goat.
Yep, I guess it is. Well, that's terrific. That's really you almost have the same set, I guess, that you started with. I've never noticed a lot of changes.
I like to tell people we're very good stewards of their financial investment, and mm-hmm. So we've done a few changes. We updated the set about 3 years ago, and we actually took the existing set and we zhuzhed it up a little bit. We gave it a glow up, and we just did some minor changes. But you know, the original set is meant to look like a Rathskeller. That's what Martin Dugan called it. You know, in somebody's basement, basically like a South City basement.
Yeah.
And so we like to keep it as is. But, you know, one of the cool things about the set is that every month there's a new piece of artwork from a local St. Louis artist that is hanging over the mantle.
Oh.
So we love to profile local folks. But, yeah, it's still going strong. At the helm is Charlie Brennan.
Yep.
And, you know, we had a big change this year when Ray ran for Congress. So now we have the rotating seat of Joe Holloman and the amazing Sarah Fenske. And, yeah, Donnybrook is strong.
Now, Sarah Fenske is with St. Louis Magazine. Is that correct?
St. Louis Magazine. And we have a great partnership with St. Louis Magazine right now. We actually this year we did a great partnership with St. Louis Magazine and Greater St. Louis, Inc., where we're telling stories of people who have either returned to St. Louis, young people who've returned to St. Louis, or new people who've settled in St. Louis and why they've chosen St. Louis. We're doing that series, and that's available on YouTube, on the 9PBS YouTube channel. And we're also doing a digital first set of storytelling with the great folks at St. Louis Magazine on the mayoral elections. And so that's going to be happening very, very soon.
It sure will. Oh, so 9PBS YouTube site.
Yes, yes. Very popular place to watch. You know, you can watch 9PBS so many places. You can actually turn on your TV if you have an antenna on your house or on your TV. You can get it free of charge. You get four channels, 9PBS. Mm-hmm. Which is our main channel, 9.2, which is the kids channel, which is 24/7 safe, great programming for kids. 9.3, which is World, which is public affairs, how-to, documentary. And then the fourth channel, 9, Create, which is lifestyle, cooking, a very, very popular channel.
Yeah, I bet it is. And I like the Saturday night and Sunday night repeat of the movies, too. Some great movies.
Very, very popular, very popular. You can also watch us online live at 9pbs.org. You can catch programming on Passport. It's a member benefit. So you can watch all kinds of great specials in advance of their airing. And actually, tonight, we have a great thing airing. It's a tradition. It's great performances from Vienna, the Vienna Philharmonic, and it's the big New Year's Day concert. So that's tonight at 7 o'clock, and it repeats at 8:30. And I know lots and lots of people tune in every single year. I know I do.
Yep.
And my people hail from Vienna, so we love to watch that. So that's tonight. And then starting the 12th of January, it is the big season opener of Masterpiece with All Creatures Great and Small, season 5. And that starts at 8 p.m. And I know we like to call that show a warm blanket. It's just a wonderful, heartwarming story of veterinary practice in Northern England. And very, very popular. And then right before that is Miss Scarlet, which has been Miss Scarlet and the Duke, but one of the main characters exited, so now it's Miss Scarlet, and that's also a very popular series of Britain's first female detective. Mm-hmm. And that's January 12th starting at 7 p.m.
Terrific. It's really good to know, and good to know that you're right here in St. Louis, too. A lot of people have moved out of town, but you're staying.
We are the only locally owned and operated TV organization in St. Louis as the broadcast entity. And we're also the most watched PBS station in the country, yeah. Johnny. We are very well watched, and it's all because of community support. So, yeah, we are locally owned and operated. We are licensed to you, the St. Louis community, which is incredibly important. And we have relationships with St. Louis. That's who we are. Our focus is St. Louis, which is why Donnybash and Donnybrook is so important. Donnybash is the big event at May 8th at the Sheldon, and that's the live version of Donnybrook. We'd love to see people there. That's May 8th at the Sheldon. You can get tickets on our website at 9pbs.org, and that's a member support operation, so we'd love to see people there. You know, about 90% of our support comes from the St. Louis community, so this is the heart and soul of us. So community is everything.
And Grand Center is doing pretty darn good. And thank you for being an anchor of Grand Center all these years.
Yeah, we're thrilled. You know, when we moved there, we will be 27 years. We opened the building 27 years ago in January. And we're thrilled to be there. It is the right place to be. And when we moved there, you know, we were kind of lonely. Yeah. And now, you know, you've got the symphony reopening in 2025. We're right with the Sheldon, with St. Louis Public Radio, with UMSL, with the Contemporary Art Museum, with the Pulitzer, the Fox, of course. It's a great place to be. And of course, we have our great public media commons where it's a little cold out there right now, but in the spring, we'll re-welcome people to all kinds of great events. And it is a real community anchor.
All right. Do you have any New Year's customs? Now, maybe you're a family from Vienna, maybe eating Vienna sausages. I don't know. It might be a custom.
I know some people do. You know, we're trying to, I think beans are supposed to be good for New Year's. So we're going to have some white chicken chili today. Sure. And just take it easy. The goal, you know, it's kind of a nice little nap before all the hustle and bustle. 2024 was a big year for 9PBS. We celebrated our 70th birthday. Right. We're one of the oldest PBS stations in the country. We're one of the oldest public media television stations. And I think 2025 is going to be equally as big with lots of great local programming. We've got some great digital first storytelling coming out. So again, youtube.com/9PBS, and you can find all kinds of great digital first storytelling. And of course, 9PBS.org and good old Channel 9, 24/7.
Of course. Well, thank you, Amy Shaw, very much for being here, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Johnny. You are a St. Louis treasure and institution, as is KMOX, and we're really happy to be associated. So thanks for thinking of us.
Okay, thank you. That's very nice. Nice of you. Happy
thank
New
you.
Year. Well, we're here. We're here. It's 27 after 10 o'clock. We'll have more special guests. I know Barry Cervantes is going to be on with us. He's next, talking about being a life coach. I don't know how many life coaches there are. There may be a lot of them, probably a national or maybe an international organization. We'll find out about that. And what does it all mean? Wow, that is a great history. 70, now it's going on to 71 years. Actually, it's as long as I've been in radio that Channel 9 has been on the air. Well, we'll be coming right back here. We've got to cover the news because, you know, that big, horrible, terrible, tragic story out of New Orleans. Sean Malone will be here to talk about that and other things in the news and KMOX. And this is Johnny Rabbit. I'll be right back and hope you can be with us, too, on KMOX. That's Johnny Rabbit. I'm here for Chris and for Amy, who have a well-deserved, I think, day off. They do have a well-deserved time off, but we are here, and we're not alone. We're not alone in life and in what happens in life. And it's always better if you can get a little help, a little guidance, a little push forward. And that's just what Barry Cervantes does. He's a personal wellness coach. His firm is Camelot Life Coach. And Barry is here to give us all of that boost that we need for 2025. Thank you, Barry, and welcome to the new year. Glad you're here.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year to you, Johnny. Always great to hear from you.
Thank you. Great to have you here. What the heck is a life coach, though? What does that mean? What is it?
Well, it's a lot bigger on the East Coast and the West Coast than it is in the Midwest. But I guess the short and simple is that it's someone that will help you create the life that you want. And whether it's the design, whether it's the implementation, whether it's the accountability of it, but it's someone who helps bring out the best version of you and creates your best life.
How do you know what's best for these people? You're dealing with somebody else's life. You're like a puppet master, and this person has to, reveal things about themselves to you confidentially, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a strictest of confidence, and you're right. That's one of the biggest hurdles for people is to say, you know, can I openly, you know, share some of my closest and dearest secrets and desires and wishes with somebody. And if you do, then that's a huge step for accomplishing them. So the life coach really comes into play of creating that atmosphere of openness and trust and warmth and really optimism and hope for the person.
Now, how long would sessions last? Do you just go one time to a life coach, or do you have to go week after week, or how do you work that?
Well, there's really two formats. There's what they call core coaching, which can be one specific issue. You know, maybe a person has problems with their drinking, or a person has problems with their smoking, or their health, or budget. And that can be one specific area. However, there's another program that I kind of specialize in, which is kind of a three-month program, which is called Transformational Life Coaching. And that is weekly sessions for an hour. There's probably about an hour of homework. But that program is really based on four spiritual laws and 12 dialogues. And after 3 months, you graduate.
Hmm. And how do you come up with the ideas for this? Is there like a national organization that provides textbooks and so on?
Yes, there is. Mine's, I guess, a little more proprietary, but I hired a life coach about 25 years ago, and that changed my life. Mm-hmm. And after about a year and a half, she she was out of Dallas, and she said, well, you ought to be a life coach. And I said, sign me up. So I signed up on the moment, and here I am 25 years later doing it.
Now, how many people do you work with at any, like right now? Do you have like several people, or do you just one at a time, or is it a large group over a period of a month or 2 months?
Well, that's a good question, Johnny. So I work with really, it's all one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take on more than seven clients at a time. And I have many others that, you know, probably about 30 others that are on retainer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's maybe once a month kind of meeting them and checking in with their goals and seeing how they're doing and, you know, if there's any issues that bubble up.
Now, do you go to them or do they come to you?
I go to wherever they're most comfortable. So a lot of people want to meet at, you know, St. Louis Bread Co. or, you know, met other people at Hilton or anywhere else in the Central Corridor, that it's kind of a quiet place that, you know, that someone feels comfortable.
Now, what about New Year's resolutions? A lot of people are making them. Do you have any resolutions, or do you suggest that for some of your clients?
Well, so that's kind of funny. I've written a couple of articles on that, but you know, resolutions, you know, if the history of resolutions, they go back about 4,000 years to the Babylonians.
Hmm.
And then that used to make them in March. And then around, I guess, with the advent of the Roman calendar, which is like 46 BC, people started making resolutions on January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a fan of resolutions because only 8% of the people who make resolutions, you know, on December 31st, the prior year, have them a year later. 8%. Think about that. And so what happens to the other 92%? Well, they have a lot of failure with it. They have a lot of guilt. They have a little bit of shame. So they just don't seem to work out, because I think people are looking for, you know, a brand new life, you know,
sure.
New year, new me. And so when they don't get that, you know, there's the failure involved. So as a matter of fact, even by mid-February, close to 80% of there's an 80% failure rate for someone setting their resolution. So I'm a much bigger believer in setting goals and kind of having a theme. So, for instance, my theme for this upcoming year is going to be intentionality.
Hmm.
So I want to be mindful and intentional about everything that I do. I don't always succeed, but we're going to have setbacks. But, you know, that's the theme. And then really, if you can set SMART goals, I say SMART goals because they're, you know, they're specific, they're measurable. It's kind of the acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-oriented. So if you can set some realistic goals, that's much better than setting resolutions.
Yeah, that's a good word, intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that, what would you say, okay, what does that exactly mean?
Well, it's kind of being mindful. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many of us, as you know, especially with all the experience that you've had with dealing with so many people in your very successful career, you know, there's so many people that continue doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And they really don't reflect on why it's not working. You know, so it's, as they say, the definition of insanity is, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Yeah.
So I think if people take the time, you know, especially in the new year, and I like to, as a matter of fact, I like to say that, The new year is a good time to be kind of forward thinking about what you want to have in your life the following year, or who you want to be even. But it's also a great time to look back at what you're ready to let go of.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't make that distinction. They just kind of continue on. So if you're mindful and you're intentional, you're doing things that's based on a conscious decision, and not just something that we've been doing automatically as in a habit.
Kind of cleaning the clutter out of your mind.
You got it. You got it.
Now, how many
we all have that.
Yeah, of course we do. How many life coaches are in this area?
Well, That's a good question. So I do belong to the International Coaching Federation, and we have probably in the St. Louis area, we have local chapters, but we probably have about, I'd say, 40 different life coaches. And I won't say life coaches. I'll say 40 different coaches, mm-hmm. because some are physical coaches, some are health and wellness coaches, some are financial coaches. So the area I specialize in is again, transformational. It's kind of like a reboot, but it's in all areas of your life, whether it's mental, emotional, relational, you know, spiritual, physical, and financial.
Mary Cervantes, what about traditions, family traditions that go back maybe years ago? Do you still have any of those?
No, I can't say that I really do. We've had, you know, various traditions over the holidays, but no particular resolutions as far as, or rituals as far as January 1st and resolutions and goals.
What about predictions for the new year on any subject at all? Where do you think we're going to be a year from the day that might be different than we are right now?
Well, I mean, everybody wants, obviously, greater love. It's tragic to hear about the New Orleans accident, this morning. But, as you wake up, you want to have, some optimism and some hope for the new year being better than it was the prior year. And progress ahead. So I hope that we can all set our own individual goal of being healthy and happier and more loving. And if we all do that individually, I mean, think about what that world would mean for the whole world.
It sure would, Barry.
So
Barry Cervantes, thank you very much for being here and getting us started in the right way on the brand new year.
All right. Well, thank you, Johnny. Great to be with you, and best to you and your family as well.
Thank you. Well, Kamowick's Voice of the Past is going to be on with us next. We'll talk about Kamowick and some other things that have to do with radio and so on. We'll be talking about TV again later on as well. I would also be talking about Jimmy Carter with someone who really knew him pretty darn well, Peter Mayer, former CBS White House correspondent. Now, Chris and Amy are off today. I'm filling in on our special 2025 Welcome to the New Year show. This is Johnny Rabbit, and this is KMOX. Hi there, this is Johnny Rabbit. Welcome to a brand new year. I'm searching the sky for sunshine. It's maybe a little bit there, but we could use a heck of a lot more. It's been a long time. There was a little sunshine late yesterday, and maybe we'll have a little more this afternoon. Our next guest is Mike McCann. Mike McCann, you may recall him from 1988 to 1995. He was on what was then a KMOX sister station of KLOU, where he shared the airwaves with people like Kevin McCarthy and Joe Sonderman and Paul Arca and others. Then for 5 years, Mike was a KMOX sports feature host, who under Robert Hyland had a weekly KMOX sports program called Time Capsule. And he did interviews for Zipper Zepa's syndicated sports trivia show that was also on KMOX. And for 17 years, Mike McCann was with CBS stations in New York City. He's had a 48-year career in radio. And he, I think, really feels his times at KMOX, which he calls America's greatest AM station, was like getting a master's degree in broadcasting. Mike McCann, welcome back to KMOX.
Well, thank you, Johnny. It's great to be back. Great to reconnect with the audience listening on those 50,000 red-hot watts.
Yes.
And, of course, great to celebrate this monumental anniversary.
Yep, 100 years. Hard to imagine. I mean, that's an incredible for any industry, any business, and all of the changes. How many change? Think of the changes you've seen in 48 years.
Oh, absolutely. Technologically, we've moved from an era of records and cartridges to digital audio. Things can be automated in a way that you couldn't even imagine when either of us got into this business. But it survives because the one thing that hasn't been lost, and this is especially essential with a station like KMOX, is the personal touch. Mm-hmm. KMOX is neighbors talking to neighbors.
Right.
And that's why it's worked all these many years.
Yeah, that's true. It is the same. It is, I mean, this year after year after year, it has been a connection. Of course, things change. Programming changes. I mean, years ago, we had country and western programming like with Skeet Janey and people like that. So, and we had
and when we had music, live music programming, don't forgive me for jumping
ahead.
In. You reminded me of something I didn't tell you when
what?
We talked earlier in the week. One of the jobs I've held over the years was music journalist. And I interviewed Les Paul when he turned 90 back in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a number of wonderful tributes to Les, mostly in the New York area where he settled. But he asked me a few things about my career. And I mentioned, oh, I worked at KMOX. And he said, I did too.
He sure did.
Before Les Paul was the king of guitar, Les Paul was a member of the KMOX House Orchestra in the early 1930s.
Yep. Hard to imagine the day. I mean, really, members of the Musicians Union and actual orchestra, and a lot of that material is at SIU Edwardsville, even musical scores that were written back in those days. And I don't know if anybody ever looks at it, but who knows? Maybe we'll do something with that when we do some of our 100th anniversary celebrations. We could bring back some of that music. Not a bad idea.
Absolutely. How many stations can claim to have an orchestra with that kind of alumnus?
That's true.
Wow.
Not too many at all. That's then, this is now, but what's your advice for someone considering a career in radio today?
Well, number one is to be yourself. That's the one thing that I learned working at KMOX and at a few stations before and after, is it's okay to be a little bit larger than life, but never lose the personal touch, especially when you're hosting a program, whether it be a talk show or a music show, you are relating to the audience on a one-to-one basis. Never say, hi, everybody. Always think of the listener as one-to-one.
Yeah.
You are not somebody at a podium shouting at a crowd. You are talking in conversation to the person on the other side of the speaker, on the other side of the earbuds.
That's the truth. It is. I mean, if a lot of people do forget that, but it is. One person is listening to you, but they're all that one person. What about radio in general as far as the future? What are your thoughts on that?
I think live events, much as we see in television, are always going to be important. KMOX is the voice of the Cardinals, the home station for a regional franchise. KMOX is not just 24 hours of programming, but for 7 to 8 months a year, it's the day-to-day home of one of the signature teams in Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of programming you can't put in a podcast and you can't put in a music player. The immediacy of live play-by-play. You hear it with KMOX and the Cardinals. You see it with the tremendous success of especially NFL and college football on TV. And only radio and TV can provide that. Yeah. And frankly, when you're in the car or you're at the backyard by the pool in the summertime, TV's not going to be too useful.
That's
so
true.
It's going to be radio.
Mike McCann, where do you live now? You're not in the St. Louis area.
No, I moved back to the New York area at the end of 1995. And after I retired, after my broadcast career came to an end in 2022, my wife and I retired to Central New York State. We're about 40 minutes or so from the Baseball Hall of Fame over in Cooperstown.
Mm-hmm.
And not too far from Syracuse and Binghamton, so I see a lot of minor league baseball, which is a delight. As a lifelong ball fan, going back to, I guess, the early 60s, growing up in New York with Mantle and Maris and Yogi Berra and Whitey Ford, it's a lot of fun to see the future stars of baseball. And I enjoy that all summer every year.
Now, what about podcasts? Are you doing anything like that to stay active in media?
I've guested on a couple of podcasts. I have a friend who's actually a former intern at WFAN, where I worked for, as you mentioned, 17 years. He does a podcast focused on baseball. I've guested a few times there. Also guested with John Leslie, the radio historian, been a guest on his podcast. And that's fun. I have a few, I'd say, specialties that go with my hobbies of sports and pop culture history. But there are so many podcasts out there that it's kind of hard to stand out in the crowd. Maybe you
isn't it, though?
Be
yeah.
lucky enough to be Joe Rogan or,
yeah, right.
or Rich Eisen or some of the other folks. But you know what? Think of me as a friend on call. need a guest on a show, need a guest on a podcast,
sure.
need somebody to talk about, you know, 1960s rock and roll. And boy, we had fun playing those songs back in St. Louis. I'm your guest, but let somebody else do the heavy lifting.
Yeah, Mike McKinn, what about this pop culture history that you're talking? You mentioned that before.
Yeah, one of the most fun things I did at KLOU when we came in 1988 as the first FM oldie station in the area was to not just play the music, which is great by itself, but to put it in the context of you were there. Not being from St. Louis, I took the time to do a lot of research on the concert history of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So what were the great shows at the Kiel? When did the Beatles play Busch Stadium? Things like that.
Sure.
Even researching the history of rock and roll on TV, because that's how so many of us absorbed it, whether it was seeing the Ed Sullivan Show or Shindig
right.
or Hullabaloo,
right.
later on the In Concert and the Don Kirshner Show. That became kind of a common currency. So the idea was to tie in the music with something that the listener would remember. So if it was talking about that night in August of 66 when the Busch Stadium hosted the Beatles,
mm-hmm.
I had that date. We celebrated that on the air every year because we knew it was an important date to so many, frankly, to 50,000 people that went to the ballpark to see that show.
Mm-hmm.
And the legacy of it keeps the music alive.
Well, we're talking about legacy 100 years, and I know you're going to be part of our programming in some way in this year, so we'll keep in touch with you. And I thank you so much, Mike McKinn, for bringing back a lot of these memories. And well, one person, what about Robert Hyland?
The best manager in the history of the radio business. He had an amazing knack for finding young talent, talent on the rise, and not just hiring somebody and putting them in a corner, putting them in a box. But he told me when he brought me aboard in the fall of 88, he said, I move people around. We'll try you doing different things. So, yes, I came in as one of the DJs on KLOU. But in conversation, I shared that I was an historian, big sports fan, had the chops to prove it, having done some sports assignments in New York. And not long after I arrived, he had me produce an audio soundtrack for a sports banquet KMOX hosted. And that went over well enough that in the winter of 1990, we began the Sports Time Capsule program.
Mike McKinn.
Which was a combination of...
It's so interesting to have all this. I'm sorry we're out of time, but it's great for you to be starting our new year again here on KMOX. We will talk this year even more about the 100th anniversary. Thanks very much for being here.
Thank you, Johnny. We'll do it again.
You're quite welcome. After the CBS and KMOX news, we'll talk about TV with a hometowner who's on television, but not in St. Louis. It's all here on KMOX.